I certainly want to say what a privilege and pleasure it is to be here with you again at the Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church. Running a little late. I was using a different. Last time I was in my car, and it has a GPS system built into it. It took me a different route, but this. I was in my truck this morning and I've got one that I bought that you put on your dash. And it's taking me a different way. And I said, I don't know whether this is right or not, but I was following it. It took me down here and brought me back this way. The other one took me this way and brought me in this way. So, but we're certainly glad to be here. I didn't realize, I looked last night to see when the last time I was here. It was actually a year and a month ago that I was here. I kept promising Brother Will that I'd come back again, and I wanted to, but it just hadn't worked out. But I'm certainly glad to have this opportunity to be here with you this morning to worship the Lord. On Easter morning, the supposed approximate time of the year that Jesus came forth from the grave. Other people celebrate it once a year. But us old Baptists celebrate it every week because he came forth on the first day of the week. That's why we don't meet on the Sabbath, which under the law service was Saturday. We meet on Sunday, which is the first day of the week when Christ came forth from the grave. And you know, that's the greatest historical event in the history of mankind. The greatest thing from our behalf is God's children, that Christ came forth from that grave. And it's a wonderful thing to think about because it means a lot to us as the scriptures tell us. Now this morning, I've kind of got my mind on two different things, but last week, a week before last, I forget when it was, I was doing some reading in another book and ran across a name that I remember from being in the other order of people before I came to the Primitive Baptist Church, and that's been 40 years. So, but anyhow, the name that I ran across was a lady named Corrie Ten Boom. I don't know how many of you know. Well, I've ever heard of that name, but I'll tell you a little bit about her, and I'm not here to preach Corrie Ten Boom, but she was a Christian lady, and she was a Dutch lady, and she lived in the Netherlands, and when Germany occupied that country, they were rounding up Jews to carry them to concentration camps to exterminate them. And so Corrie Ten Boom, being a Christian, she was protecting Jews from being captured by these Nazis. And she got caught because somebody told the Germans that she was doing it. So she was arrested and carried to a German concentration camp herself. And so in that German concentration camp, I was reading that Corrie Ten Boom made this statement. And I tell you this because, first of all, it's a true statement. It's a statement from the heart of a lady who had Christ that lived within her. And she said this statement, and I can relate to it from my own life, and you probably can too. She said, if you look at the world, you'll be distressed. And I can relate to that because, you know, I used to be a Fox News junkie. I listen to Fox News regularly all the time. But I've got where I can't listen to it anymore. I get too distressed. I can see what she's talking about. If you look at the world and what they're reporting about this country and about the world, you just be distressed all the time. She said, if you look at the world, you will be distressed. If you look within or at yourself, you'll be depressed. But if you look at Jesus, you'll be at rest. Isn't that something? She said that. No doubt she knew what she's talking about. And also, I thought about this. I don't know what Corrie Ten Boom knew about the Word of God. I don't know whether she knew the truth or not. I wouldn't stand here and say because she was in the Netherlands and wasn't a primitive Baptist that she didn't know the truth of this book right here. She may have. But she knew there was rest in Jesus and keeping her eye on Him. Even in that German concentration camp, you can imagine what that must have been like to have been there and thinking that you were going to die for doing a good deed to others. But she said, keep your eye on Jesus, you'll be at rest. Well, now what that brings my mind to is something Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, where He said this. He said, come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Come unto Me. Let me just turn to that. It's in the book of Matthew, chapter 11. And I thought about that when I read her statement, because rest in Jesus. Jesus said in verse 28 of chapter 11 of Matthew, come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You see, that's what she said. If you keep your eye on Jesus, you'll be at rest. You're fixing your eye on Jesus. Now to me, fixing my eye on Jesus and thinking about what he accomplished in my behalf, how He redeemed me and saved me on the cross, how He rescued me from the fallen state I was in Adam, gave me life, and finished the work of salvation on the cross to redeem me. Now that's the rest I get out of looking at Jesus. Now it's whether Corrie Ten Boom saw all of that, as we old Baptists see the finished work of Jesus Christ, I don't know, but that's what it means to me. Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And when I think about that labor, I think about my past when I was with the other order of people. I was laboring all the time, trying to do the work of God to bring about children of God in heaven. I didn't realize that God was going to save His people that He chose and elected, and He was going to save every last one of them, and what I did didn't have anything to do with it. I was laboring for something that was already accomplished. I got rest from that labor when I saw the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now you know the world, the religious world, will take that scripture and say that's an invitation to an alien sinner to come unto Christ for life. That doesn't say life there. You won't find life in that scripture. That scripture is to a born again child of God that already has life and needs rest. He's laboring. He's heavy laden. Why is he heavy laden? He feels the weight and the burden of sin. He realizes and knows that he's a sinner. Why does a person realize and know they are a sinner? Because God has moved in. Jesus has come in and taken up His abode in your life. And that is the very spirit that's within every born again child of God that causes him to recognize and causes him to see his sin and the burden of sin. Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now another thing I'll talk about here, and then I'll sit down and let Brother Will come and preach to us like he had planned before I walked in the back this morning. I can remember one time when Jesus, the apostles were in a ship, and Jesus came up outside of the ship walking on the sea. And the apostle Peter said this unto him. He said, "Lord, if it be thee, bid me to come unto thee." That's what he said. The Lord said, "Come." What did Peter do when the Lord said, "Come"? He fixed his eye on that figure that he saw out on the water. He fixed his eye on Jesus. And he boldly and by faith stepped out of the boat and walked on the water. Why? His eye was on Jesus. But when he got out in the water, he saw the boisterous waves and the wind. He took his eye off Jesus. And he saw the danger he was in from the waves and the wind. And when he took his eye off of Jesus, what happened? He began to sink. What did he do? "Lord, save me or else I'll perish." Was he worried about perishing in hell, fire, and damnation? Absolutely not. Peter was worried about perishing in the sea and drowning. And so he called for the Lord to save him. And the Lord reached out and saved Peter from drowning on that day. A timely salvation, not eternal salvation. So that is an example of keeping your eye on Jesus. As long as Peter kept his eye on the Lord, he was okay. So I like that little saying I read last week from Corrie Ten Boom. You keep your eye on the world, you'll be distressed. You keep your eye on yourself or within, you'll be depressed. But if you keep your eye on Jesus, you'll be at rest. I thank you for your attention. May the Lord bless and keep you is my prayer. Amen.